rachamim shochein b'meromim.
A prayer for the soul of someone who has died, recited by Rabbi Ruth Lauren Holzblatt at a service for Ruth Bader Ginsburg in the Supreme Court's Great Hall today. It's where Justice Ginsburg is lying in repose today and tomorrow. She becomes the first woman in America to lie in state at the Capitol on Friday. But while Justice Ginsburg is resting in peace, the battle to fill her open seat rages on. NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson is here. And Carrie, before we get to what was happening inside the hall, what a solemn scene outside.
Unbelievable, Robin. We're hearing from colleagues on the ground that women and their children traveled from states all over the country to pay their respects today. A solemn day where many women were comforting their daughters in this moment of grief and respect for Justice Ginsburg.
Yeah, and all her previous law clerks lining the steps, her honor guard as her casket came in. Chief Justice John Roberts also gave remarks at the services. Let's listen.
Many of you have seen the famous picture of Justice Scalia and Justice Ginsburg riding atop an elephant in India. It captured so much of Ruth. There she was, doing something totally unexpected, just as she had in law school, where she was not only one of the few women, but a new mother to boot. And in the photograph, she is riding with a dear friend, a friend with totally divergent views. There is no indication in the photo that either was poised to push the other off.
Carrie, do you think Roberts was trying to send a message there? Because it's rare that we hear someone from one party speak of someone from another party that way.
Yeah, these were warm remarks from the Chief Justice, who pointed out that Ruth Ginsburg initially wanted to be an opera virtuoso, but she became a rock star instead, and the Supreme Court was her stage. Known on the court for her collegiality, her close friendship with Justice Scalia, Justice Clarence Thomas gave some really important and warm remarks about Justice Ginsburg last week upon her passing. And Justice Roberts also pointed out that women are now a majority in law schools, which was very much not the case when Ruth Bader Ginsburg was in law school. He talked about her precision, her soft voice, but then when she spoke, people really listened.
Well, as we said, the battle rages on to replace her, and Senate Republicans appear to have the votes to confirm President Trump's appointee. He has said it will be a woman, and Judge Amy Coney Barrett seems to be a top contender. Just tell us a little bit more about why she's being so embraced.
Amy Coney Barrett was appointed to the Federal Appeals Court by President Trump. She had once clerked for Justice Scalia, whom President Trump has called his favorite Supreme Court justice. Coney Barrett is a well-known figure. She's a devout Catholic and former law professor who's written in the past that she believes that life begins at conception. She's perceived to be a reliable conservative and a favorite of religious groups and other parts of the president's base at this point.
Now, Democrats, as we all know, are furious because Majority Leader Mitch McConnell famously blocked President Obama's pick for nearly a year. And now he says that was then, this is now. It doesn't apply when the same party controls the White House and the Senate. But are you hearing, is there anything that they can do before the vote? They're strategizing about what perhaps to do after a vote, but anything before?
This is going to be very tough for Democrats, Robin. As you pointed out, they do not have the votes. All they have are a few measures here and there to delay a vote for a week or more at the Judiciary Committee level. Senator Richard Durbin of Illinois, who's been in the Senate for a long time, was pretty fatalistic about this. He said that there are things we can do to slow it down, but not to stop it at this point.
Yeah, and yet afterwards we're hearing about perhaps expanding the vote if the Democrats can take over the Senate again, expanding rather the Supreme Court, adding seats. It's happened historically 7 times. How's that idea going?
You know, left-wing, liberal-leaning interest groups have very much been pushing this idea even before the death of Justice Ginsburg, and they're pushing it again. They're doing strategy calls. They're fundraising. At the same time, though, Robin, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has not yet embraced that idea. Remember, Joe Biden served in the Senate and ran the Judiciary Committee for many, many years. He's more of a Senate institutionalist. He's moving very carefully and cautiously on the Supreme Court and this idea of so-called court packing right now.
Yeah. Well, NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson, as Ruth Bader Ginsburg lies in repose at the Supreme Court. She'll be going to the Capitol on Friday. just about maybe the only comedy and calmness we'll have in the next couple of days. Carrie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.